Okay, welcome back to Random Rants. I'm your host, Michael Anderson, and you are listening to Random Rants. So, today's question will be, how can you control your feeling? Now, this is actually some random topic that came to my mind. Nah, this is Random Rants, so it's fair to think random stuff. So anyway, here's the question I am for. Like, how can you, I don't know, control your emotions? Feel a certain emotion at a certain time, not feeling a certain emotion at another time. So, I'm gonna tell you a story right now that happened like yesterday. It actually happened yesterday, not like yesterday. Happened yesterday. So, here's the deal. Now, how can I say this? Okay, so yesterday, one of our, like, a little far family, a far part of our family, one of them died. Ah, this is sad. You have to go to a funeral and all this stuff. Now, this happened, so you have to do this. You have to go to the funeral and so on. Here's the problem I'm facing. Don't have to be sad, right? Yeah. The night, so this happened at the moment. Throughout the night, here what happens. Okay, so for everything, I apologize for the sound of the rain. I'm actually working outside. I just happened to for me. Anyway. So that night, here's what happened. Another one of our family, now this is like closer, way closer than the far family, part of our family, just had a child. And now it's their first child, they are very happy. But here's what I'm facing. When I see the part of our family, should I be showing sad? Should I show sad? Or should I show happy? Should I look sad or should I look happy? I actually don't know, because here they are. If I look sad, then the people are gonna say, well, they just had a child. Like, how the fuck can you be sad? Like, this is amazing. Okay? But if I look happy on the other hand, they're gonna fucking tell me someone just fucking died. Like, how can you be happy? Like, we just lost a family member last week. How can you be happy? Like, I don't know, like, how can you be happy? It just runs in my mind. Like, if you could control your emotion, like being sad and being sad, being happy as a happy. If you did that, let's say, if you're going to the funeral and you're sad, and then sometimes say, oh, he is sad, okay? Now if you're going to the hospital and you're going to be, they say, that motherfucker was sad. That motherfucker was sad, now he's happy. And then it will basically create a conclusion, confusion. So on, let's see. Well, this guy is, I don't know, two-faced guy or something like that, I don't know. But like, wouldn't it be easier just to, never mind. So this is what I'm facing right now. How can I, what emotion should I actually use? Should I look happy or should I look sad? Like, come on. Now this might not be a big deal. But it might be a big deal, it might not be a big deal for you. But here's the deal. In life, we can have this emotion, we're gonna have some bad days, good days. The fucked up part is we might have good and bad days the same day. How can you deal with that? How can you deal with emotions? Like, I just don't know. How should you deal with an emotion? What should you do? Right. Like, I just don't know actually. Now this is probably if you are not bored till now, I actually thank you for not being bored out of this random thought that I'm having. But here's the deal. What I'm trying to say is, it's important to for us to control our state of mind, to control our emotion. Because here's the deal. Let's say you're in an important meeting. You just get a message that important meeting. Now, we all, okay, not all, most of us, when we get a message, we look at the other table to see where is that you got the message. What does the message say? Now, if that message runs a bad day, a bad one, or let's say, I'm going to change the scenario. Let's say, before you had a big meeting with this client, now, before I'm going to say, the meeting with the client, if the client is bad at the first day and you do some, I don't know, defeat objects and so on, to win the meeting, because if the client is already okay with it, you won't need that day. But the thing why you went to the meeting is because if the client is not sure, you have to sell them. Here's how I face it. Let's say before that important meeting, you get a message which makes you very angry, very angry. If you can't control that emotion of you, guess what? The meeting will not go well. Like, just know what? I just lost, I don't know, $2 million. A contract. Sometimes $10 million a contract. So this is actually very hard to imagine. What I'm saying is, you need to control your emotion, because it's very important in your business, also in your life, in your business life, and also in your relationships. Because let's face it, like I just told you, I just had two bad news. I just had two news. Not too bad. One is bad, one is good. How can you face it? If you've been sad in both ways, if you showed sadness in the both situation, then you're gonna say, oh well, he's not happy. Fuck him, he's a bad person. If you looked happy on both sides, you say, oh, he's happy, he's not sad. Fuck him. Like, this is actually human. And actually human, what I'm saying right now. But if you look sad and happy, now, you might not, I'm gonna say two-faced. Well, how about this, actually this is the idea that just come to my head right now. If you look sad, here's the deal. If you look sad, they say he's a good guy. Okay, good. So here's the deal. On the happy side, if you look happy but a little bit sad. No, actually, you won't. Okay, if you look at, because the other family is a little bit closer. So if you look at somebody a little bit happy, okay, they might respect. On the other side, if you look happy, a little bit sad, then they're gonna say he's a good guy. He's a good guy. So, they might talk about you and stuff, but like, this is better than being a two-face, isn't it? So yeah, anyway, I'm reaching a wrong crowd right there, and if it's this is good podcast, probably going like again a migraine or something like that. Anyway, I might continue later, but here's the deal. Control your emotion. You have to control your emotions. This is a very, very important part. Anyway. So. I'm gonna end it right here, but like, control your emotion is important. I don't know what to say. I think if you control your emotion, you're probably gonna do better than most people, because most doesn't want to control their emotions. So we're gonna be a good advantage to Which one of them? Anyway, thanks for listening. You are listening to Random Rants with me, Michael Anderson. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, see you soon. Goodbye.